accession number 27497, Mr. Data Hahn, Reel 1. Could you tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Hahn?
I was born on December 17th, 1927, in Berlin.
And could you tell us a bit about your family background?
My family background? My father was in the First World War. He was in the, the Imperial Air Corps, was it? The German Air Force, Imperial. He was an observer. He was badly wounded, not in a fight, but he was hit by a propeller while he was on the floor. And he was invalided out. My mother at one time was a teacher. I have no idea what she taught. We left Berlin when I was in 1930, I'm sure it was 1933, towards the end.
So when you were six or five?
Well, just about five, no, just about six. And we moved to Heidelberg.
Now, what did your father do for a living?
He was, strictly translated, he was a patent agent.
Which meant what? Can you just explain what he did for them?
Well, what does a patent agent do? I suppose if you had had an invention, you wanted to patent it, you went through my father. I think that's what it meant.
Was it a decent living he was earning?
Oh, yes.
I mean, enough money for the family?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, give us an idea of what sort of circumstances you were living in. What sort of house were you living in? You know, did you have servants? How comfortably off were you?
We had a very big flat. It was a six-roomed flat. Apart from the six-room, there was the bathroom, and the balcony, and a toilet. We lived there with, I had a sister as well. She was 4 years older than myself. It was a big flat, quite comfortable. I mean, we weren't all that rich, but we weren't all that poor, if you know what I mean.
Did you have any servants, or...?
As far as I can remember, we had a cleaning lady coming every morning. That's all I can remember.
And this is in Heidelberg, the flat was here.
Yeah.
Now, what about your education? Take me through that.
I attended elementary school for 4 years. I think it was 4 years. And then I went to, I always thought it was a grammar school, but it wasn't. Is it a secondary boys' school? It was not quite a grammar school, but sort of near enough. Curriculum, at one time we learned English, just sort of schoolboy English. The usual subjects, but our schooling system was slightly different to what we have here in England.
In what way? Tell us what the education system was like, because people don't know over here.
Yeah. Well, for instance, we started school earlier than here. We started school sometimes at, going by memory now, at 7:45 in the morning and finished at 10:50, or we started a few minutes later and finished later. The reason for that is, or was, that our lessons were less. They only lasted about 45 minutes or 50 minutes. So therefore, we never had any school dinner like here. We went home for our dinner. The only thing we got was, if I remember rightly, was some milk and some, these bread, sort of crispy bread.
Now, what subjects did you like or dislike it?
I disliked Latin. English, I wasn't so bad. Math, I wasn't so bad. History and geography, well, I was sort of neither good nor bad, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Art, I was no good at all. No good at all in drawing and painting.
Now, what were the teaching methods like? I mean, was it just like in an English school now, or were there any... I mean, you said there's shorter lessons, but were there any differences in the way children were taught in Germany?
Oh, I would think so. The teachers were very strict in those days, much stricter than now. I mean, if we misbehaved, I can remember that we were got the cane either on our hands or on our bottoms. And what we did on occasion, we stuffed an exercise book down our trousers. But the teacher got wise to this sort of thing. Right. No, the conditions were much, much more stricter. Apart from the subject we had to learn, we also learned to respect people. And
in what, mate? What do you mean by respect people?
Well, nowadays we were... How can I put it? Youngsters now have no respect for anything at all. Or very little. Haven't they?
Well, we're more talking about then. I mean, what were you taught that was different? I mean...
We were taught respect and, above all, discipline. And I think this is what's lacking today. Today, the teeth...
Not today, no.
No, okay.
Thinking back to then, because obviously today means nothing to
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
So, how did you do at school, would you say?
I've got some old school report there. I wasn't brilliant, and I wasn't useless. I was a sort of half-vein. The only subject I shone really was sport.
Now tell me about your sport then. What sporting activities? Were they based at school or elsewhere?
Well, we had, at school, we had, I forget now, once or twice a lesson in PT. That is, we went into the gymnasium on the high bar or the parallel bar or climbing up ropes and that sort of thing. Then once a week we had sport on the field, running, and so on and so forth. I was not bad at that. Swimming as well.
And did you play for any teams or in sporting competitions, or you know?
No, not at school. But
now, were you a member of any youth clubs or any boys' organisations?
We had to join the Hitler Youth.
Ah, well, that brings me on to a separate... So, well, I mean, were you very aware... I mean, you were very young when Hitler came to power. It's about the time we moved to Germany, to Berlin, to Heidelberg,
yeah.
Rather. Tell me how you first became aware of Hitler or the Nazi Party and what your family's attitude was to it early. And then we'll come to the Hitler Youth.
Well, all I can remember that my father never belonged to the Nazi Party. He was never a member. When did I become aware? Oh, that's difficult to say. I suppose when I had to join the Hitler Youth.
That was the first time it really impressed itself on you.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about that. How old were you when you had to join the Hitler Youth?
Oh, boy. At a rough guess, say about 10.
So 1937-ish, 1938-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
And what did compulsory membership of the Hitler Youth entail? What happened?
Well, as far as I can remember, at first it was voluntary. But then, of course, if you didn't join, that was a black mark against you. I don't know when it came compulsory.
And when did you join? When it became compulsory?
No, before. Before.
So, just when it was best that you did?
Yeah.
Now, what did membership of it entail? Where did it meet? What did it do? What did it mean?
Well, first of all, we had to have a uniform. We had to be assembled or twice a week on a Wednesday.
Now, tell me about the uniform. What was the Hitler Youth uniform?
In summer, we had black shorts, a brown shirt. We also had a big dagger, and it was a big one. It was a big one. And a black belt over your shoulder. That was in summer. In winter, we had long black trousers and a thickish black top. As I said, we had to assemble for games or whatever.
Now, where would you meet? Or assemble, you, sorry.
Assemble, yeah.
Where would you meet? Where would you do that?
Well, Heidelberg was, I suppose you can only describe it as being divided into different sections. And each section had its own troop, if you will. And we assembled on the in the marketplace, which was a big...
The central marketplace?
No, it was in the...
Of the section?
Yeah, of the section. Where we lived, it was called the Weststadt, Western District. And they had there was a big marketplace where we had to assemble.
Outdoors, and you didn't have a building?
No.
And what would you do when you assembled there?
Well, it was all a little bit sort of on a military system, if you like. The smallest group we had consisted of 8 or 10 lads, and 3 of these groups belonged to a bigger troop, if you will. Again, there was a leader, and 3 of these bigger troops then became what is called ein Fähnlein. That consisted of 3 groups, and again there was a leader. And what did we do? We learned to map read.
Or just in this marketplace?
No. We went into the countryside.
Right. So you'd set off from there. That was the meeting place, and you'd go into the countryside.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, what were you learning about map reading? Take me through it.
Map reading. Well, we learned the different symbols on the map. You know, what symbols represented a wood or a river or bridges and so on and so forth. And we also learned how to get it straight from north to south, if you know what I mean, yeah, with a compass. And things like that in the country. March by compass. We're given maybe there was a big tree or a factory chimney. We had to find out what compass reading that was. Things like that.
Did you do much drill? Marching?
No, not really.
So what else were you learning? You've got map reading, what else?
Map reading, then of course there was a little bit of brainwashing as well.
This is propaganda, you know.
Yeah, propaganda.
Now what were they teaching you?
Well, all about Hitler's life, when he was born, where he was born, and so on and so forth.
Now, how did you respond to that?
I took it all in.
You believed it?
because for the simple reason that we didn't know any different. I didn't know any different. The older generation knew what Germany was like before Hitler came, but we didn't. We didn't.
Now, this teaching was uncritical teaching. I mean, it just was teaching Hitler's life as a great leader.
Yeah. And then, of course, what he did in the war, and you know, we all know that he captured, I don't know how many people single-handed, that sort of a thing. And as I said, we were brainwashed.
Now, was there any other aspects to this sort of brainwashing? I mean, were you also being taught about what the Nazi Party stood for?
Yes. When I say brainwashed, I mean, there were big placards pasted all over, you know, with Hitler's face on or what have you, and slogans and that sort of thing.
So what were you taught was at the root, what the Nazi Party was aiming for? What did they say? Do you see what I mean? That obviously the Hitler Youth is the Nazi Party, a part of it. What were they saying was the aim and purpose of the Nazi Party, trying to get it across to you?
Oh, dear. Of course, there was hatred against the Jews as well. How can I put it? The German people, well, to put it in a nutshell, the German people were the top dogs. Does that explain it?
And that was at the root of what the Nazi Party believed in.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the time, knowing any other, how did you feel about this at the time? You went along with this at the time.
Of course I did. Because as I said, I didn't know any different. Didn't know any different. And of course this brainwashing happened in school as well.
Now, anything else you were doing with the Hitler Youth? Any other activities? Because really, so far we've got lectures or propaganda.
Yeah.
And map reading. It doesn't sound that much. I mean, wasn't there anything else they did?
Well, we went on camping trips.
What were they like?
Horrible. As far as I hated them.
Why did you hate them?
Why did I hate them? Let me put it this way, I was and still am sort of a bit of a loner. I was a bit of a loner, and it didn't suit me at all. But I had to go. I had no choice.
And was there anything else other than camping, or was it just a camping holiday?
Well, it wasn't really a holiday. We had, on these camping outings, if you like, it didn't only last a day, some lasted 2 or 3 days. We stayed in tents. There was a little bit of military training as well.
Now, what kind of military training? You haven't talked about that yet.
Well, again, map reading or camouflaging or things like that.
What sort of camouflaging? I mean, how sophisticated?
Well, camouflaging with branches, I suppose, or approaching a supposed stronghold, if you will. How this was supposed to have been done. Things like that.
Now, how often would you have these Hitler Youth meetings? Or, I mean, the camps wouldn't be annual, I suppose, but how often would you have meetings of the Hitler Youth in the town?
Twice a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays, afternoons.
And you went regularly?
Oh, yes. If you didn't attend, you know, you were in trouble. Well, I say you were in trouble, and I wanted to know why and what for.
Now, what Were you aware of anti-Semitism within the community, or was there not a Jewish community in Heidelberg? I'm not sure.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Tell us about that.
We were very much aware of it. I can remember there were when the synagogue in Heidelberg was burned down. I remember that. And I also remember there were four of us meeting every morning at a street corner to go to school. And we were going along the street when there was a crash of glass in a block of flats, and a chair came flying through the air, followed by another one. I can also remember that opposite us there lived a very nice family with an father, and I think they had two children. He was a tailor, working from home, I suppose. And they had to drag all their rolls of cloth out the house, put it in the middle of the road, buttons, cotton, all that sort of a thing. Then they had to carry them all in again, and then out again, and then they were burned.
And what was the chair business? You didn't actually explain what was happening.
Well, this chair just came flying through the air. I suppose the party members or the Gestapo or whatever, whoever they were, they just went into this flat and started to destroy things.
And it was a Jewish person's flat?
Yeah, I suppose so.
How did you feel about Jewish people at the time? I mean, this is not in any way a criticism. It's asking what you felt at the time.
I don't know, I can't.
You weren't caught up in it then?
No.
So, what's the next thing you remember? It's sort of, you joined the Hitler Youth around about 1938.
Yeah.
Now, what's happening? You're still at school at this time.
Oh, yes.
What's the next thing you remember? I mean, how did you feel when things like the Anschluss happened and the invasion of Czechoslovakia, the invasion of Austria, or the you know, invasion's the wrong word, really, but were you very aware of what was going on? You were still, what, 11, pretty young.
Well, I suppose I was aware. Whether I was I can remember when the Anschluss came and the German troops went into Czechoslovakia. I can't remember whether I was actually afraid of war or not. I suppose I knew that it was inevitable, but whether or not I was afraid, I don't know.
Even at that age, you knew it was inevitable?
Oh, I would think so, yeah. I would think so.
And what was your father's attitude to all this that was going on? You said he never joined the Nazi party.
To the best of my knowledge, he never joined the Nazi party, no. So what his attitude was, I suppose that was the thing we never talked about, really.
But the family weren't actively anti-Nazi. They just kept out of it as much as they could, from the sound of it.
Now, whether he was actually anti-Nazi, that was a thing for himself. I mean, we were only young, and I don't think he felt that we were old enough to talk about things like that.
So what happened next? What do you remember after the Anschluss?
I remember when the war was declared in 1939. Vaguely, I remember that.
What do you remember of that? How did you hear what happened?
I think... Oh, how did I hear? Oh, boy, that's just a difficult question to answer.
Well, what did you feel, what was the atmosphere like in Heidelberg when the war broke out? It's September 39.
I don't think... Whether it was taken enthusiastically or not, I can't remember. I can't remember.
What changed when the war broke out?
What changed? Well, as far as I remember, in our daily lives, nothing much. Nothing much. I remember the first air raid siren we had. We were panicking then. We all rushed down into the cellar. But nothing, there was no air attack as such.
Now, what about, I mean, life must have changed in some ways. Was there rationing or were there air raid precautions? I don't know.
Rationing? I think there was rationing, but my mother had all that in hand, of course. I mean, as long as we were fed, that's all I really...
So you didn't much notice
no,
the change in diet, for instance,
or reduction
in the food?
Well, not at the beginning of the war. Not at the beginning, no.
And what about clothing rationing? Was that brought in?
Ooh. There again.
Just something your mother dealt with?
Yeah, all these things, you see, my mother dealt with.
So what happened to you? I mean, what do you remember about the war years?
It was 1943.
Now that's a bit of a jump. That's a 4-year jump.
Yes, it is a 4-year. Well, that's the next thing I can remember, really, when we were called up to join the anti-aircraft batteries.
Something must have happened in 4 years. I mean,
well, life just went on. I mean, don't forget that it's nearly 60 years ago, and I can't remember every single details of the 4 years in between 1939 and 1943.